This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Today, chipmaker Intel hopes to wow people in San Francisco at an event featuring some of the things it's been working on at Intel Labs. The company's innovations division will show off projects that tackle everything from vehicle safety to making your smartphone even smarter. One of the people who works on Intel's big ideas is Genevieve Bell. She's not a software engineer or a developer. She's an anthropologist, and Bell's specialty is to help Intel innovate by crunching data, but not like a computer, like a social scientist. She studies everything from how people feel about their gadgets to how they use them differently in different parts of the world.
Data is only as good as the stories we tell about it, not just the story the data tells, but the ways we as human beings make sense of what we are doing. So we did a project not that long ago looking at cars. I mean, I'm fascinated by them. There's a billion cars on the planet, a lot of technology in them. They're a kind of constant source of interesting behavior. So we started out, for want of a better word, we started out by unpacking cars, right? We actually spent time in five different countries and we got people to take out everything in their cars, like everything. Then we actually instrumented people's cars with technology that tracked where they were and created these incredible maps of where people had gone. Uh-huh. Then we mapped over the top of that when were people using their technology. So human beings, if they are good, will say to you, I never use my phone when driving. I never text when driving. I never look at the internet when driving. I never look at television when driving.
That's if they're good, but if they're honest, you get a different answer.
Oh, if they're honest, they'll tell you they do all of it. I mean, you know, please, we spent time in Japan where people have hacked their cars so that they can watch television in real time whilst in traffic. But these ideas about, you know, how do we think about instrumenting cars, how do we think about designing the next generation of technology, it means we need to be designing not just for the things people say they're doing, but the things they're actually doing.
Tell me in the next 10 years, make a prediction for me. What are we going to see in this space and what are we going to see from Intel?
In 10 years, we have a world where we don't just interact with devices, we have relationships with them. Mm-hmm. And they have relationships with each other on our behalves. And I think there's something about that kind of continuum of computing experiences where Intel should be in all of it. And it's the fact that it's about the experiences that matter to human beings.
The international part of this is really interesting too. The fact that your smart device might talk to you or talk to one of your other devices in a different way in southern China than it would in Finland.
I mean, if you were in Jakarta, chances are your mobile phone would remind you five times a day that it was time to pray versus a mobile phone in Sydney that might tell you something very different. So, you know, same devices sometimes, but a completely different set of what work that device should do, what applications sit on it, and as a result, how you experience it.
Genevieve Bell from Intel, really appreciate you coming.
Lots of fun.